Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together. Ladies and gents, welcome back to The Sojo Show.
Boys and girls of all ages.
I'm thinking the greatest showman, baby.
Thinking that you're getting tired.
I'm getting tired. Once again, we are sitting here together around our little table and around our microphone.
You know what I was thinking? People can think we've been together like for a full month, like 6 weeks, because these are going on for like, because you're listening to this, what, 4 or 5 weeks after
we have separated and gone our
gone
our little ways.
We are not still together, sadly.
No, but when we're recording this, we still are.
Yes.
And Jen is still okay. So Jen still has the awesome hair and the black shirt.
And
then we mentioned still, 3 weeks ago.
AJ's still off the shoulder. She got her vibe going on. Got her vibe. Okay. So,
and we're absolutely around no one to see it. So, you know,
but it's beautiful outside. There's a little lakeette out there.
A little lakeette.
It's beautiful.
With a little boatette.
Out there.
I don't see it, but
not yet. Beautiful outside, even though it was supposed to rain. So that was a grace.
Yeah.
And sadly, we've been inside recording podcast episodes.
But hey, we are hitting the road after this.
Okay. This is our last fruit.
This is our last fruit of the
Spirit. So if you have been following along, we have been talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
And you're supposed to do the introduction. Go.
Okay. Okay, I started the introduction ladies and gents, and we somehow.
I know, but it was very awkward.
Who are you calling awkward? I take offense at that.
If the shoe fits.
Okay. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen.
If the clown shoe fits, if you will.
The clown shoe.
Circus, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest show. I don't know. I'm losing it now.
I will deal with you later, girl.
Go.
All right. I'm cooking dinner tonight.
Okay.
Just remember that.
Deep breath.
All right. So, Jen, I actually do have a question for you.
Okay. All right. Good. We're moving along.
So, did you play any sports in high school? And what lesson did you learn, if so?
Okay. Okay. So I have to think way back.
Yeah. Way back.
Reach
into those deep memories.
And this would be in high school and in college.
I'm impressed.
I know. I actually did a couple things. Well, for one thing, I did competition cheer before competition cheer was a thing. So, because I did that in college as well. But I also did gymnastics. I was a gymnast.
Wow. No wonder you have such good moves.
I know, sadly, I would break my back if I tried to do anything. But I mean, at one time, I could tumble across a football field.
I mean, like
20, 30 back handsprings. I mean, easy.
Impressed.
I did all the events. I was in state. I was at state in high school, not in college. In high school, and floor and beam were my two best events. So,
wow, I'm trying to imagine this.
Yeah, I was a little wimpy on the bars because it hurt my hands.
Oh my.
If you're a gymnast, you understand that it was a lot of chalk going on. But I loved the beam and the floor. And what did it teach me? So, I think like anybody who's involved in team sports, gymnastics is weird because it's individual.
Mm-hmm.
You compete individually, but you also compete as a team. It's not like, you know, football, softball, baseball, where, you know, it's that kind of team sport, but it is still a team sport. And so I, of course, learned a lot from being with other athletes that were training. I learned a lot in my training. I had to really focus on certain things. And what I remember most was, you know, having to be there. Whether I really felt mm-hmm. like it or not, mm-hmm. having to do the extra training. We did the extra weight training. We did the, you know, early morning trainings. We did, of course, you know, during season. This was both for gymnastics and cheer. But I had to make a decision to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And this is what I want to do. And I had to carry through with it. I had to have the fortitude.
Yeah.
To carry through. And in the end, I was rewarded by being more accomplished in the sport than I would have been had I not mm-hmm. had that.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I can see how that could have helped you decide to go through medical school.
you know, and stick all that out. Yeah. If you're used to disciplining yourself and making that choice and hanging in there and saying, okay, there's a greater good at the end of this tunnel, then that's kind of the mindset that you cultivate over the course of your life. And, you know, same thing with family life. And I mean, it just, those are life lessons we all need to learn, and the earlier, the better.
Yeah. It's definitely a discipline issue, whether you're learning a musical instrument, doing a sport, whatever it is, you go through times that are not fun and that they're hard, and you have to stay disciplined in order to move forward and gain any success.
Right.
And so you have to be self-controlled, if you will.
Yes, that is our fruit that we're going to be talking about today.
So tell us about it.
So, well, I just want to start by reading this passage in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 25 through 27. It says, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. So it's kind of like your whole life starts to revolve around this competition that you are part of. Mm-hmm. You exercise self-control in all things because this is kind of like the main thing of your life. And as Christians, that certainly applies to us. We are Christians. We are here for the mission, for the advancement of God's kingdom, and all things in our life, all decisions, everything about what we do revolves around that. And this is what Paul goes on to say. They then, the athletes, do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. He's got a mission. He's got a goal. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. So here we see self-control in all things as a believer, because, you know, we can get off on side tangents. We can get into the weeds very easily if we don't stay focused and stay true to the mission. And that does require self-control and discipline.
Yeah. And I think that we're given these earthly examples, even in the Bible, he talks about the athlete,
right?
We're given the, and we have the opportunity, any of us who did a sport, or there's other examples too, but, you know, we're given these earthly examples as a kind of a picture of the, what's going on in the spiritual realm. And if anyone has played a sport, you kind of understand this a little bit more, and you can extrapolate this into the spiritual world. And this goes for anything that you strive for. I'm not talking about just sports. I mean, academics, you know, if you're in theater and you were, I mean, we do a musical every spring at my kids' school, and they start rehearsals in January. You know, they work for 3 months. And so you work for a goal, and that one goal is to perform well for that musical. And that extrapolates into the spiritual realm when you think, what is our one goal?
Yeah.
What is the end goal? And then what do we need to do to get there? Now, that brings up a good point. Okay. Because I need you to address this point.
All right.
Because what's the point? I can, as an athlete, I can, you know, pull myself up out of bed in the morning and do the workouts, and I can do all that. As a musician, I can, you know, go to the rehearsals, and they're kind of fun, right? They're fun, and I'm getting enjoyment out of it. But sometimes when I look at the more spiritual components, it's not quite as fun to go through the difficult times. And how do we then do this? How do we practice this self-control? How do we practice this discipline as we run the race of life when it's not any fun?
Well, I love how you asked that question of me, Jen, but I will say, and I think you probably have an answer that you're going to add to mine, but I will just say this, you know, and we've reiterated this, I think almost every episode we've done, but these are called the fruits of the Spirit for a reason. And it's because the Spirit of God, when we are in Christ, is working these fruits out in our lives, or this fruit out in our lives. And there's a verse that really just means so much to me. It's in Titus 2. It's verse 11 and 12. And it says this: for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. And then it goes on to say, so after salvation, this is what the grace of God does in your life: instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, that's the word for self-controlled, righteously and godly in the present age. So we have the provision mm-hmm. of God to live this way. It's not up to us. We don't have to, you know, pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We don't have to muscle hard through the day. You know, it will require effort on our part, but the grace of God is our provision to say no, to be self-controlled, to exercise discipline, and to do it every day, you know, just to, right. to stay focused, to stay in the game, to get after it day after day after day.
Yeah. I love that. It also provides a now benefit. Yeah. I mean, it does right. provide an eternal benefit, and we can look towards that, and that's important. But it provides a now benefit too, because when we are experiencing self-control, we are like, just as you just read, what does Paul say here? Don't, you know, lest I should be disqualified in preaching. Right. So, right. you know, he's practicing self-control for a purpose yeah. now as well. Mm-hmm. And in Proverbs, I love this Proverbs verse in Proverbs 25:28 that says, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. So, you know, of course, the context there, the historical context is the cities had walls, and the walls were for their own protection.
Right.
And so without self-control, he's saying, you're like a city without your walls. You don't have the self-protection. And so that allows the enemy to come in.
Right.
So it's not just a matter of, I'm going to exhibit the self-control, be disciplined, and I'm not doing it on my own. The Holy Spirit will do it. We'll do the work. But it's not just simply for the end of the race. It's also for now. Mm-hmm. So the enemy cannot come in, and I can stand strong, and my walls can stand strong. Proverbs also says in chapter 16, that whoever's slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his spirit is mightier than the one who takes the city. So mm-hmm. he gives back to the city. He's mm-hmm. saying self-control, it helps us prevent the enemy from coming in.
Yeah.
And you become stronger than, you know, the most mighty warrior, it says, because mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. have that self-control, you have that. And I love those word pictures. I'm a kind of a visual learner, and I love that it helps me now as well as keeps me safe to the end of the race.
Yeah. And I like the fact that you brought up the benefits of self-control, because this is one of those fruit again, you know, there's several of them in our list of fruits of the spirit that aren't glamorous, mm-mm. that are painful, that can be, you know, just not very pleasant. It's not something that gratifies mm-hmm. us to implement or to cultivate in our lives. And yet there are such rich benefits mm-hmm. to this, you know, I mean, who doesn't want to be a warrior person, you know, like with equipped with strength and,
right.
and with dignity and with power, you know, and it's self-control that helps us to do that. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. A verse that came to mind as you were talking is 1 Corinthians 6:12, which says, all things are lawful for me, but not all mm-hmm. things are profitable. All things are lawful, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of this, a judgment call, really, of saying, okay, maybe I could get by with doing this. And maybe even God isn't like one of those clearly wrong things in my life. I can have this dessert, or I can do whatever, you know, I have the freedom to do that. But is it really profitable for me? Is it beneficial for me?
Yeah,
and exactly. Just understanding, you know what, if I just withhold myself from this, or if I exercise self-control in this, I am letting the power of the Lord succeed over the power of my flesh. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not giving more weight to my own desire for self-gratification than I am to the Spirit of God within me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And once again, just as you mentioned a few minutes ago about it being fruit of the Spirit, and the Spirit does it, we don't do this in our own strength.
Right.
We do this because of this is where that verse that we all know and put on all the coffee mugs, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is where it's actually applicable.
Yeah.
Right. I can practice self-control. I can do these things that seem almost impossible because it's not in my strength. It's in the strength of Christ in me. And when we can stand up, we can be like that mighty warrior and we can stand firm in that. And it gives us our benefits now. But then also it gives us the benefits of eternity and then the extra benefit of others seeing that and glorifying God in it.
Yeah.
So there's there's actually a lot to it. There is a lot to it. And and it is one of those fruit that, although not super fun, it's really important.
The payoff
is super, super worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like I need to go exercise some self-control. Maybe I need to go for another run.
Yeah. We were about to go get some. What were we going to go do? Get some snacks. No snacks.
No snacks.
Just kidding. So this really concludes our Fruit of the Spirit series on the podcast. And if you have missed any of them, which I can't imagine anybody missing any of our podcast.
Why wouldn't they?
Go back and listen to them. Feel free to do that. But remember, I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning, and we've said it a couple different times, but just to put it all in a nutshell, remember that these fruit are not things that we have to strive to. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit develops it in us as we abide in Christ, as we remain in Christ. That is what we strive for. We don't strive for the self-control in and of itself. We strive to abide in Christ and doing those things that we know that make us more like Him, like reading the Word and praying and living out in community with others. And as we do that, these fruit will start to flourish in us and we will by default reap the benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great way to end because it's all for Him and through Him and to Him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see you next week as we start a brand new series, and contact us. Let us know where you are. Oh, leave a comment, leave a review. Let us know who you are. And
that really does make us smile.
It makes us smile and it makes a difference, and it allows more people to hear the gospel. And we would love to hear from you, and come join us in Sojo Academy if you're not already there. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
If you are enjoying this series on the fruit of the Spirit,
which you are,
we have a very special gift for you.
Yeah. Go on over to sojohub.com and pick up our set of journal cards that correlate with the fruit of the Spirit. They're great to take notes with. They're great to use as bookmarks or really to write little remembrances. So it's completely free. Sojohub.com.
And they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Hey guys, it's AJ here with a personal question. Do you ever long to connect with other women over God's Word? If so, I'd like to personally invite you to be part of our online Bible study community. Sojo Academy is where Jen and I meet via Zoom every week with our global community to discuss God's Word, pray, and share what we are learning with each other. In Sojo Academy, you'll get a fresh Bible study every month, as well as weekly meetups, Bible journaling kits, accountability, community, and an entire library of workshops and Bible study tutorials. Jumpstart your walk with God and come hang out with us live this week. Visit sojoacademy.com and we'll see you inside.
All right, ladies and gents.
Oh, wait, you better say that again. I think I was groaning.
You were groaning. You were moaning and groaning.
Okay. Pause.
Pause and restart.